What up, y'all? Don't worry. I ain't got COVID. Hey, guys. We are about to start the Diva Talk podcast. Just waiting for my girls to come in. What up, Diamond? Come on in, Diamond. What up, what up, what up? We're going to talk about some stuff today. We're going to talk about... Diamond, request to come in. What up, Brandy? There we go. Bam. No. What up? What up?
There we go. Can you hear me?
Yep, yep. Can you hear me?
Yeah.
I'm trying to get Brandy. Brandy says you'll need the latest version of Instagram to join.
Oh.
Damn, Instagram be doing all that? Oh my god, that is crazy. Diamond, the solid one, she's here too. What's up, Diamond?
Dang, so wait, so does anybody have the most recent version of Instagram?
I mean, if we're able to join right now, yeah. What up, Saku? Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Because if Brandy has the most latest version, then maybe she could.
No, it says she needs the latest version.
Oh.
Yeah. It says she needs the latest version to join.
Oh, I see.
What up, what up, y'all?
Well, let me bounce out so then she can talk.
Huh?
I'm going to bounce out so then she can get on and say something too.
No. Oh, yeah, I see what you're saying. Yeah, yeah, yeah. Let me see. Okay. All right. Going back in like a second. Or I think she's updating it right now. Hold on.
Oh.
Okay, wait. Let's see. Okay. I just sent her an invite again. Yeah, so how was your day, darling? Hello. Hey, there you go. Hi, y'all.
Hey.
Hey, Boo Thang.
You guys' background is so bright. I'm very sepia and beige over here.
It's okay. You still look good. You know what I'm saying? Shoot. The background look good. The lighting look good.
No, a little plant life and whatnot. Faux plant life. Let me say that. Don't let me lie.
Well, y'all, I want to welcome you to Diva Talk, the podcast show. Look, we was doing it in person for a while, even, you know, when we were supposed to be quarantined, but I'm like, you know what, fuck it, let's just go ahead and go live on the gram.
Yes,
you know what I'm saying?
Keep it going,
you know what I mean? And yeah, I got my two girls right here, Diamond and Brandy, you know what I'm saying? The talented two beautiful girls.
Thank you.
Kofani's supposed to be joining soon. I texted him. I told him to join, so he'll be joining soon. But in the meantime, we could start to get right into it. You know what I'm saying? It is Friday night. Hope you guys got yourself a little something.
I'll be good. I got water.
You got water? Okay. You know I got water too, okay?
That's only because my weed hooked up and came through, but I got water.
Oh, okay. All right, I want to get into the very first topic here. So, Juneteenth is a holiday now.
I mean, it's been a holiday, but yeah, you know.
Exactly. It's been a holiday. So, Do you think they're doing us a favor by making this an official holiday? Or should we be receiving reparations instead?
Well, I believe that this is all part of their plan. Y'all been following us and y'all know I'm always like about somebody's plan. And it's a plan. Because it just doesn't make sense for it to be. I mean, thank you for making an official holiday. You know, I do appreciate that. But it's not something that's supposed to like cover over anything else. Like, it's great that they're acknowledging something, but like they could have acknowledged some other things before they acknowledged this as a thing. Because it's always been a thing. We've always been celebrating Juneteenth. I mean, okay, let me say something different. Because my mom, who is in her 50s, said that she just now heard of this. And I'm like, what? Where you been? Under a rock. But I mean, we've been celebrating Juneteenth. So it's kind of, to me, it's kind of like almost like a little slap in the face. But, you know, we do appreciate it being acknowledged, even though it's almost like the French braids. And like, you know, all the other things.
Yeah, appropriated things from our beautiful Black culture.
Yes, yes. Well, shoot, speaking of Juneteenth, what you guys got going on tomorrow? I know I got the show. Shout out to Umbrella Music, Kiki. I got the show tomorrow, Juneteenth in Marin. What you guys got going on?
Y'all know I used to live in Marin now.
Oh.
I know. Everybody like, what? I was there from 15 until 18. I went a little crazy and then I left. Was running around the city doing things. Mm-hmm. And then I got my life back together. And I went back home to my mama. And then I got my own spot still out there in Marin. And then I was there until I was about 23. Mm-hmm. And then I came out to the East Bay. So, yes, I'm not from there. No,
wait.
To Marin.
So what high school did you go to?
No, I still went to school in the city. I'm still a girl, for sure. But I did. I worked my first job, my first five jobs was in Sausalito, a.k.a. Marin City. I know they try to separate that, but that's a whole other topic. But yeah, shout out to Marin City / Sausalito. I don't know where the function is on Saturday. Where is it, Kelden? Ain't it on Lake Avenue?
It's on Umbrella Music in the room. Y'all, where is that? It's 850 Drake Avenue at, what is it? What park is it?
This.
I forgot what park it is, but yeah, it's tomorrow, Marin. And they got hella Juneteenth going on tomorrow, you know, Juneteenth events. They got one in Berkeley tomorrow. They got one in, I think San Jose still popping.
The jungle. Hey, I was in the pink building. 409 Drake Avenue. That was me.
That was you.
Yes. Yes.
Do you miss Marin?
You know what? I had a good time in Marin. When I came there, it's such, like, I'll put it this way. I'm just like a little knit family. Everybody know everybody in town. So when I came in, like I said, I was 15. I came in, everybody knew I was not from there. They like, who are you? Where are you from? Who is your kin? I was like, kin? What? Huh? What y'all talking about? But it was everybody was so warm. That's where I met one of my best friends. Y'all know Cinnamon.
Cinnamon.
I met her, still friends to this day. Still friends with quite a few people from that side of town. So I just say it was very family unit. I mean, I know some shit goes down in the jungle. You ain't got to tell me, but still very family oriented. I can still go up in there and it's all good. So yeah.
Oh, thank you. You family now.
Right. I'm kinfolk.
You kinfolk. And yes. Why y'all call it the jungle?
Well, Umbrella Music can answer that better than I can, because I said it gets wild in Marin City. Shit happens. It goes down. Right? I ain't been over there like that in a minute, but you know, I know some stories. I done heard some stories.
Yeah. So. No, I used to do events. I used to throw events out there in San Rafael.
Mm-hmm. And it was the only hip hop club that they had. And yeah, it was pretty lit.
I don't know the name of it, but I know what you're talking about. I have also been there a few times. Cool. Good times.
Yeah, 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 yeah.
It's a long story.
Well, tell us. We got time. No, I'm just kidding.
Damn.
Yeah, so now that it's Juneteenth's an official holiday, like, so, what's, we get Fridays off, or what's the deal?
I don't know, but let me tell you what I think. I had a conversation with somebody earlier today about that, and while, like you said, while we appreciate the gesture, first of all, no shade to anybody listening who now Black, you know, we all need to celebrate, but that don't do nothing for us. We ain't the only ones getting a day off. We not getting extra pay on that day. So to your point and your original question about reparations and all of that, obviously it's totally separated. This is, some people feel like it's just, let me throw them a little something, something to make them not be, like, that ain't gonna work. Because there's so many people that's like, what the fuck is this? Like, we thank you, but what the fuck is this? Give me my money or give me my land. You know what I'm saying? But my stocks, my investments back. I don't know. It's just, to me, everybody gets the benefit of this holiday. And yes, it should be brought. I guess the whole point is just bringing it to the forefront for the people that don't know about it. And so I can appreciate that. And so people can learn more. So that's cool. But as far as, it don't benefit us. That don't do nothing.
Exactly. Exactly.
That don't do
that's
nothing.
The same conversation that I had with someone earlier. It's like, oh, we'll throw you guys a bone. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
Shut up. Yeah, you get your own holiday.
I guess was like, you got bills sitting in the Senate, and I'm sure this is widely known, that ain't even been passed yet to make it illegal to hang people, but to hang us, yet and still you pushing holidays through and whatnot. Like, it's so many more important things going on. I was listening to the Reverend Al Sharpton show today on Sirius Radio, and he had a guest on there that was giving all this wonderful information, talk about how the government, you know, had the treaty with the indigenous people of America. They played them. So later on, you know, they got sued. The government got sued. And so they gave the indigenous peoples some money because the government, American government, didn't uphold their end of the bargain about giving them land back or whatever they were supposed to do, whatever the treaty was. And so, you know, when the slaves were freed, we also had a so-called treaty, the 40 acres and a mule thing. Everybody heard some version of that. Well, that was an actual so-called treaty, you know, thing between the government and Black people that was not obviously honored. Hello. And so the Republicans were suing the Republicans are suing the government because Biden has been trying to, or has given money to Black farmers, the Black Farmers Association, and the Republicans are trying to fight it. And they're like, well, what about the rest of the farmers? And it's like, hold that. Y'all ain't even supposed to be farming right now. You understand it, what I'm saying? So this holiday thing, like, it's so much. Biden, thank you, but you can do better.
You can, I mean, seriously.
But that's what I'm saying.
Yeah, yeah. It's like, you know what I mean? They think, okay, cool, you know, we're giving you this holiday. You know, y'all niggas shut the hell up now. You know what I mean?
Exactly. Be happy. Take these crumbs. Go sit your ass down and nibble.
Yep. Like,
no.
Yep, that's right.
But it's on us. It's the onus, right, is on us to get our shit together, get on one accord. And, you know, look, I don't know what I would do, but we got to be ready to, can I say this on live? I ain't going to say it a lot. But we got to be ready to make some moves when it get down to it, because you already know when we start standing on our own and thriving as we tend to do, then they want to come and try to stop us, because we're amazing people. We are an amazing people, period. And so they're like, oh, get stop being lazy. Why are you begging for a handout, y'all? Okay, fine. And we go off and do our shit, then it's a problem. Yep. They're looking for ways to stop it. So we just got to be ready to do things when that happens.
Yeah, I agree.
That's my little two cents.
Yeah. And you know what, it's funny because Republicans or whatever,
you know, obviously, you know, they hate this or whatever, and they're going to say what they want to say, but I guarantee you, somebody going to go, some tomorrow, somebody going to try to shoot up some shit.
Girl, because all these black people are all congregated in one
spot. And they know. I would not be surprised. And they know. We're all gathered collectively together at events, and so that's the best time and place to go try to do something. You know what I mean?
Yes, ma'am.
So I wouldn't even be surprised if something happened. You know what I mean?
Ears open, folks.
Right. And that's when we'll just protest and fuck shit up again if we have to. Shit. Mm-hmm. You know what I mean?
I'm saying.
Mm-hmm. So, all right. So I want to get in to this next, y'all. COVID. Is COVID, hold on, somebody wants to join. Oh, Umbrella wants to join us. Hey, let's get you in here. What up, Tiffany?
Hi, Tiffany.
Okay, just accepted it. Umbrella Music, come
hey,
on.
Hey, what's going on?
Hey.
Hello.
What's cracking? Yeah, we can.
But based on what you were just saying, Miss Lady, this is not one of those type of places to where those activities take place, and I can tell you why. First of all, it's right next to the police station. Ain't no shooting going on, period. And when the shooting's going to be done, it's going to be done by us. And that's not how we get down. This is a place for gratitude, for loving, affection. If anybody does decide to do that, they will be greatly mistaken. This is not the place for that. It's one way in and one way out. You're not going to make it out of there. Right. And you, Miss Lady, on the top right, I know you know what I'm talking about.
I do.
But not to false advertise anything, it's going to be a lot of shooting going on the day that we was liberated from being slaves, which is awful, number one. Very, very terrible thing. We should be, what Martin Luther King saying, holding hands with little white women and little black children. We know that's not the truth right now. But the truth is we're going to have fun tomorrow. Do not be afraid. Don't come worrying about anything. There will be no shootings, I promise you. If you know Marin City history, it's a community like, you could say Sobrani Park, you could say Hunters Point, but it's in one. That means we're all family. Family do not shoot each other. Well, sometimes they do. Sorry about that. But this won't happen tomorrow. I just want to clarify that.
Yeah, no. We know it's going down like that. We just talking about, you know what I mean, how certain people might take Juneteenth, the holiday, the official holiday, you know, offensively, and they might want to somehow do something reckless about it. You know what I mean?
Right.
But, yeah, not necessarily.
Well, yeah, in money, it would be against their greater decisions because, number one, again, we're not a community like the rest of the Bay Area. We're a whole very knit, and I don't just see anything happening. We've been doing this for years. And it's never been any incident, except with my brother Tupac Shakur, my best friend in my whole life. It was a situation he had no control over. He happened to have the same name as me, Kahi, the middle name. And it was a tragedy. But I guarantee you, we don't, this happens. But everybody's going to be safe and have fun. It's going to be kids out there. It's going to be grandmas and grandfathers and everybody else. So do not project the wrong image before it even starts. Because if you know our history, we don't get on like that. We're the last city on the whole in the whole freaking Bay Area that knuckle up. We don't put guns out. Beat your ass. You understand what I'm saying? Hand to hand, fist to fist. That's how we get down. We don't do none of that shooting shit. That's not how we do it. We man up on you or woman up on you and handle our business. It does not go that far at all whatsoever. So just to clarify again, wrong message to put out there. We're going to be good and you're going to be there. I made sure of that, didn't I?
Yes, you did. Kelvin? Thank you. But just
all right, I'm gonna let you women get to...
Just to clarify what I was talking about, I wasn't talking about black folks shooting up nothing. I'm talking about
the phone's breaking up. I don't know why. listen, I've heard from the devil himself. The devil sat down and talked to me. He was like, Marku, hey, look, listen to me. The devil said, Marku, I'm finna come tear something up. I said, no, you ain't, bro. You ain't gonna do that over here. Take that shit over there where it belong at. It don't happen over here. You understand? This has been history. Like, I was saying earlier, my grandmother migrated from my grandfather was in the military. We come from Louisiana, Baton Rouge and Sweetport specifically. They made this place specifically for us because they didn't want us to be with the higher echelon, the white folks or whatever, right? So we took the little hole in the ground and we built the community. And this has been going on for so many years, and I'm so proud of where I come from. But we don't fear nothing, but we invite all. You understand?
Yep.
Come do your thing tomorrow, and I hope you ladies come too to just see a beautiful experience. If you want to see some shooting, I ain't got to put no names, but it ain't Marine. But it's, I promise you that.
So we weren't talking about your event. We were talking about the topic that we're.
I love what you're doing, sweetheart. I love what all you ladies doing. Y'all keep on keeping your right fist pointed to the sky.
Okay.
And do what y'all do. Support your black men. This is also Father's Day too.
That's
Father's
right.
Day too. I got 8 children. One who died.
Well,
one of my kids got killed.
Happy Father's Day to you.
Less than a year ago. I don't want sympathy, but I want y'all to do is take care of y'all and point them in the right direction. You know, give them something to understand because my mom was the best woman on earth. I take nothing from none of y'all, but she was beautiful. She's gone now too, so all I have to look forward to, I'm the only dude here, so I'm pulling out right now. Peace.
All right.
Bye. I talk to you. I'll see you tomorrow.
All right. All right, Marku. So, Diamond, Randy, let's clarify what I meant. We weren't talking about black folks shooting up no Juneteenth. We talking about other folks shooting up Juneteenth because Juneteenth now is an official holiday and they are upset about that.
Right.
And we know who those people are. People who like to shoot up schools. People who like to shoot up jobs. Okay?
Yeah. So those people who didn't know that Juneteenth existed and just don't want it to exist at all. And now that it's globally known that it is a holiday, it might be a threat to those people. We were not talking about anyone's event in general. We were just speaking of the holiday itself, bringing light to something that, you know, may not be as eventful for people.
That's right.
And for people to just be aware of that. That's all. Exactly. Please go out and enjoy yourself because it is just another Saturday. And it'll be even a more loving Saturday to be around your people.
Yes, absolutely.
That's right. It's gonna be nice tomorrow. This
the
whole
weather,
hot, nice and hot.
All that melanin skin out popping.
Yes. See, y'all skinny, so y'all gonna go out there wearing little.
And putting my extras on camera just to be like, no, ma'am. I wish. I'm happy. You know what? I am on a self-love journey. I am embracing me and all my yummy goodness. And I hope that everybody else is doing or has done or in the process of all of that as well. Because it can be, especially being Black people / Black women, especially when we have to be concerned about hair and face and body because we, you know, are always being judged. If we ain't being appropriated, right? Then we being judged for everything. So, self-love. So, I love all my little curves and creases.
Yes, ma'am. So, also I wanted to talk to you guys about COVID. Is COVID over? Chris Paul just got COVID. Yet, all these places are opening back up. Restaurants, bars, malls. What's up? Are we still staying quarantined or what?
Girl, before they even officially opened up the land, people was like, look, I'm sick of this. and was out doing their thing. I'm not saying it's right. I'm not saying it's wrong. I'm just saying it's a fact. People were like, you know what? I didn't put in my year. I'm here. I'm ready to, you know, go do some things. And as you started seeing restaurants with the outdoor stuff and then like outdoor skating and all that. Yes, wearing a mask. Listen, same here. I got my hand sanitizer in the car, in my pocket, in my purse, on my desk, all of that. I got my mask on me and my baby. And I've been, you know how Black people are. Please, this is my circle of privacy. Stay out my circle. We always been like, back up. Why is you so close? Right, so that's not even new for us when it comes to this COVID stuff. I need room. But as far as, I mean, it's a whole bunch of people that ain't been following the ordinances throughout this whole time. And so, you know, they ready to jump. So because it's been people still catching COVID. I know, too, personally, that recently, within the last 2 weeks, got sick. So,
What's up with Gavin Newsom? June 15th, just a couple days ago, he said, if you got the COVID shot, we don't have to wear masks. But then what about the people who didn't get their COVID shot and others don't know that? I mean,
yeah. So right now, from what I understand, if you got the vaccine, you're still supposed to wear a mask in certain situations, you know, like public transportation, airports, schools, children's schools, stuff like that. So check out the CDC website for the particulars, because don't listen to me. But they're either choosing to go on the honor system, or they are requiring you have your little card to show proof, which businesses can do. Now, you can tell people they have to wear a mask, but not wear a mask, meaning some businesses are like, because, you know, people be stealing and doing all kind of stuff when you have a mask on. So now they're like, you can't tell people you have to take your mask off or you can't come in. But if somebody wants to come in with a mask, you have to allow them to do so. Hi, hello. I don't know.
Hey, loading. Diamond the Solid One.
On my side, this is loading. Oh, it got kicked off. Yes, Diamond's gone.
Oh, hold on. Let me get them back. Here they go.
Yes. But this COVID, I was listening also. Sirius Radio. Oh, there you go. There y'all go.
Hey, boo-boo.
This is a great discussion. Several topics.
Yes, this is Diamond, the Solid One. You know what I'm saying? We go way
yes, Diamond.
Back.
Hey,
way
y'all.
Back.
Hey, Kelly.
We got two
diamonds
up in the house.
Yeah.
We got two diamonds in the house.
Yep.
That's right.
So, Diamond, the Solid One, what's your take right now on...
I'm so pro-Black. I'm like, fuck them vaccines, fuck the government, fuck COVID, fuck all that. But at the end of the day, I'm sorry, I'm Candy. I got my mask. Have my hand sanitizer. I'm gonna protect myself, but I don't trust entities who historically have given Black people diseases and then sold them a cure. So I just kind of feel like all this is similar to the Tuskegee experiment, and a lot of Black people have forgotten what happened. But I don't forget. I don't forget. I bring it all into like now. It's all related. So
and
I just
so like
don't feel
like that. Because Diamond, I know you do a lot of events and stuff. So, do you require everyone to wear a mask before they come in, or you know?
I do, and I pretty much limit it. So we've been doing COVID for like over a year. So my events have been like 25 people, 15 to 25 people. So keeping it small so we can social distance, and then yeah, mask. Still been wearing a mask.
Yeah.
There's time like my close friends or people I've been around a lot who I know are negative, then I'll take my mask off around them, you know. But just to be in big groups, I'm not ready yet. I'm not ready for the big groups yet. I don't trust it because what I heard is they're only opening the world for a few months to gain some revenue and get the money and the economy circulating, and the COVID is going to spike. Lots of people are going to get it again. Lots of people are going to die. And then they're going to close the shit back up. So what's the point?
I had that and same feeling. That's exactly.
And here's the other part that I'm really wondering about. So most of the world, most of like different counties have been opening like a little bit at a time. So like 25%, 50%, and then 100%. Alameda County has been at 25%. We never went to 50%. So I'm trying to figure out why would we go from 25% to 100%? That's not responsible to me as leaders or government entities. So for me, I just don't put all my trust into the so-called leaders. I use more of my own mind and my internal guidance, like from Yahweh, from God, like our intuitive knowing. And for me, that don't make no sense. So I'm just kind of observing and watching and kicking back.
That I am not going to share at the moment.
Right. I hear you.
Girl, yes, I'm with you.
Wait, so did any of you guys get your COVID
shot? It's hard to speak about it. I'm not getting no damn COVID shot. They will have to make me lose my job and send me to jail. I'm not getting that shit.
Damn.
Real talk. Fuck that shot. I'm not putting no poison in me. There's nothing wrong with me. I'm fucking healthy.
That's
I had
right.
three or four COVID tests, and they've all been negative, and I really am mad that I took that, because I heard about this nano thing that they've been putting up in that shit to where it's going up in here, and it's a tracking device. So I'm not quite sure, but I don't doubt it. COINTELPRO, that's been going on a long time.
Oh, they have people on, they have scientists, there was a scientist, I don't know his name, I probably should know it, but he actually went on record because he didn't think he was saying anything wrong, and he was hired by the CDC at a point in time when COVID first came out, where they were just trying things out, right, and they were testing the ability of putting microchips into the vaccine. Now, they admitted that, but the story behind it is, it's not to track you, though. The point of putting the microchip in the vaccine is to be able to identify which vaccine you got, which lot you got, so you can't mess up with the girl. You know I know. They have to have a story. They have to have a story that makes sense. But basically, all he did was just admit and put it on record that yes, we have, not that we didn't know this, but we have the capabilities and we have been trying to put trackers into the vaccine. But this is just to make sure if anything happens, we can just look up this number. We know who got it and when and all of that. And I was like, that's interesting. And if you didn't know, Victoria's Secret also has trackers and the tags and the bras, girls, women, ladies. If you did not know that, when you order, a lot of them are not from the store, but you can easily send them. So not so much from the store unless they just forgot to take it off. But it's an inventory thing. And if you order bras from Victoria's Secret or from Pink, I don't know if it's both, but I'm pretty sure it is because they're the same company. When you get your bras through order, look at where the tag, where the label is, and you can feel it. There is a little tracker, and that's to help them, supposedly, right? to be able to find what bra, what color, and what location in the warehouse. But a lot of times, the trackers are not taken out of the bras when they go out to customers. And so if someone were to invade their technology somehow, some way, which people do, there's hackers, they can potentially just find women to do whatever they want, however they want it. Just, it's just a safety thing. So anybody paying attention, anybody that got brothers too, whatever these days, but got sisters, daughters, mamas, whatever. Just tell them when you order in from, you know, these places, just cut out the tag and it's just cut it out. Pay attention. That's all.
So it's better to order
in the store. No, a lot of them are not in the store. It's only the ones that get shipped out. If you find one on a tag in the store, by chance, but almost always if you order online, it's going to have a tracker in it.
Damn,
it's hard. It's hard because everything we do now is based on, you know, the computers and algorithms to find out your shopping habits, your where you shop, so it's kind of hard. Our phone, as soon as you pick up your phone and turn on the GPS and the Wi-Fi, it's kind of a done deal. Only shit, Troy. I don't know if that's a question or a statement, but it may be the only shit. I wasn't sure. But yeah, I mean, we just look,
be grateful. Just don't give out if you don't have to. That's it. That's all I can say.
Well, no, it's crazy you mentioned that because I like watching a Court Cam on A&E, right? And, you know, this is kind of like a new show. And I never looked it up online or anything. And yesterday I woke up and I saw my Gmail in the promotions.
Oh, yeah.
It said Court Cam new episode. I said, how the
fuck? Oh, yeah.
How
far am I at Court Cam? Mm-hmm. You know what I mean?
Yep. So let me tell you something, because I'm a historian, okay? So 9/11, 2001, we know what happened, right? The Twin Towers, the whole 9/11 terrorism. So basically what happened as a result of that is our right to privacy were infringed upon by the government through the Patriot Act, remember?
Yes, ma'am. Yes.
Right?
Yes.
Okay. We're in 2021, 20 years later. Everything happens in 20 years, right? We're always 20 years behind. Y'all know that, right?
Mm-hmm.
With information, with new technology, the government's always like 20 years ahead of us. So just think about, we lost our rights to privacy. Then they created a bunch of phones. Then they created all these, you know, technology through TVs where they're able to watch us.
I was just thinking about that.
So it comes up to now, it's just evolution of the same thing. We're losing our rights. They're taking our, you know, rights to privacy. They're giving us cell phones so that they can track us. And then the final thing we have now is 5G.
Girl, please. Okay, look.
That's going to give them the ability to see us 3D within our apartments, within our cars, like within. And then the social distance thing, what I heard is that they want to social distance us so that they can basically scan each individual and know who we are each individually on these 5G.
So it's no interference between people so being too close and all that. Yeah. Mm.
Yeah. So they can actually do a real census on us. Like really know how many people. And the 5G has similar side effects to the human body as the flu, which is similar to COVID-19. So I'm really kind of,
a lot of people were saying that with a lot of the 5G towers were going up during the time that COVID hit. And
yes,
if you also know, you want to know what's going on now, they say, similar to what you said about the 20 years, look at China 5 years prior to now, because China's had 5G long before we've had, and the technology is through, and you know how they whole government system run, right? So if you just peek a little bit in the international news, you can kind of gauge where we're headed with a lot of the technology that's just coming to us.
Right.
Because it's because we're a so-called democracy. They can't just throw stuff on us like they do in China, be like, this what we doing, y'all fall in line. They know we'll push back, you know, here. So they got to find other avenues to get us to fall in line still. So like, you have to, you know, observe, watch, research, and, you know, make up your own. I'm not mad at nobody who doing what they want to do. You know what I'm saying? The people that got the shot, there's a lot of people that are in certain situations where they are working with really sick people or in hospital, that kind of stuff. So I totally get it. And then there's a lot of people who don't work in them areas and still don't want, you know, whatever, like whatever works for you and your systems and your belief ideologies and all that fun stuff, go for it. I just say be informed and yo, just don't do it because Ray Ray and them said we gotta do it. No. Don't do it because the commercial said we gonna give you a $500 sweepstakes entry. That's another thing that makes me uneasy. Why are you pushing that so hard? You
know, incentivizing it.
All this stuff. Here's a $25 gift card to the hood people out here that's hungry. You had all this money to hand out. You should have been helped our people. You should have been had all this stuff. You understand? So I'm like, come on.
Yeah, but COVID is a way to create more money. So basically the government is applying for subsidy and relief.
Yes.
Then they have to write it off some kind of way not to pay taxes. So they're going to give you some free shit.
Girl.
There's some bastards, man.
And you know most of this money
they put all invested down nowhere. Money.
It's going right back into the circulation. It's going right back to the people. Throwing it out there, we're just spinning it right back.
Everybody doing what they're
supposed to do. But whatever.
Yeah, it's so big.
It's a lot. It's a lot
so
to
big
unpack.
Because, like you said about China, the reparations. China.
That's reparations for you.
that's right. China's supposed to be next in line as the leader of the money, right? Because America, the U.S. dollar is number one, but it's declining. The U.S. dollar is declining.
It's been shit. The U.S. dollar.
And capitalism is failing. So they're like desperate trying to do something to make money. Like Warren Buffett, all those billionaire dudes lost a whole bunch of money. So this COVID shit is similar to 2001, 9/11 terrorists, when Bush stole $8 billion from American people through a fake-ass war because he was basically buying and investing in war products. Remember?
Yes.
That's how he stole all the $8 billion, and then Obama came in, and then we were in debt. Then Obama did the whole bank bailout, and they blamed him, but we were already in debt.
Yes, girl. Blame the black man.
Right. And now they're blaming China for the COVID.
Damn. Man.
Yeah. I like conspiracy theories. This shit is crazy.
Yeah, you can go real deep. Just like, I don't believe 9/11 was real. I think those were real airplanes, but I don't think anybody was in there. And I watched a documentary. There was like 3 or 4 different documentaries, including Michael Moore had a documentary. But one of the documentaries I watched on HBO, they said they hired voiceover actors to act like, you know, they're screaming on the plane and, you know, wishing their loved ones goodbye and all that other stuff. And so I'm definitely with you on this, Diamond. The same thing with COVID. You know, this is all a profit for the government, and even, you know, not to, what do they say? Like, when it comes to black people getting COVID, they, you know, let us die. They don't attend to us. They don't help us. And I had a couple friends that were in the hospital due to COVID, and they were totally neglected. To the point where they did almost die. So it's all a plan. It's all a plan.
Yep.
It's all a plan.
Mm-hmm. I agree. And they were talking about population control.
Yes.
You know?
Mm-hmm.
I believe this stuff is real because you got to look at history and the way the world has been going. It hasn't stopped.
No. Yeah.
And it's not going to stop. It's going to keep on going until.
Until nuclear warfare happens, which
we basically destroy ourselves through greed and stupidity.
Yep.
Selfishness.
Yep.
So with that being said, everybody still wear your mask. I did have the COVID vaccine just because my doctor was like, I got it, come get it. And, you know, I did. Yeah. But I didn't care about it either. I was like, I'm not getting no vaccine shot up in me. Like, this might be some other shit. You know what I mean? To get us sicker or to get us, you know, to get us sick quickly. So, but, it's, you know, whoever wants to get it. Or like you said, if it's mandatory to get it because of your job, then, you know, gotta make that
I break. Just pray for everybody that gets it and everybody that don't. Like, absolutely. Just pray for everyone's health, you know, and all of us to be healthy and healed from this, because it doesn't feel right. it came from nowhere. It's crazy. Once they have a vaccine, but it's not ADA approved, Granny's Remedies. I feel like Granny's Remedies are what I like.
Yeah.
I'm serious. Ginger, some lemon, you know, a hot toddy or something. Some drink. Give me some liquor. Some good old alcohol. That should clean you out.
Yeah. And take it straight too.
Right. Maybe some water. You can chase it with water.
Yes. All right, so
hot toddy, yes, Troy.
Yeah, no, hot toddy will do it. Yes, hot toddy shit.
But my son did get it. My son got corona. And I felt like because he has asthma, he was more at risk because his lungs are weaker. But that's my son, and I didn't get it, and we live together. So I thought that was interesting.
Yeah.
I don't know. I don't know how. I just think maybe he's a boy. He wasn't as clean. Maybe he didn't wash his hands as much, or maybe he just didn't wear his mask as much, or I don't know. But Now crazy. He wants to get the vaccine, but I told him, well, you have natural antibodies now. You necessarily don't need it. Isn't that how it works?
That's how it's supposed to work.
You create the, because all the shot is giving you the antibodies to make your body familiar. So if you catch it, right?
Right.
So, yeah, I don't know. I'm just like, shit.
Yeah, that makes sense.
I'm like, I want to fight that motherfucker.
You want to catch it and fight it?
Yeah. Instead of like, I'm going to take the shot. Like, I'm going to take the shot in case I get it. But I never had it, so I'm kind of like, I just want to just, I don't know, keep fighting it, I guess.
And when Brandy, Diamond, you guys didn't have the shot either, right?
No.
No.
No, oh, no?
No plans either, huh?
No.
No?
Let's see how everything plays my out,
thing,
basically.
My thing was, just like we said, I'm looking at the CDC, I'm watching people, I'm reading stories, I'm looking at the people around me, and I'm going with my vibe, my feeling. And right now my feeling is like, you could wait.
Yeah, I'm waiting. I'll wait.
Not saying it's 110% no. I don't know what it's going to look like at the end of the year. I don't know what it's going to, but the way I see things now, I'm okay.
Yeah.
So
I feel you. Yeah. What they say, if it ain't broke, don't fix it. You know what I'm saying?
I think I
had one cold, maybe two, in the last 2-3 years, literally. And it only lasted like 2 or 3 days. And I am, so I hate saying that out loud because I feel like I'm jinxing myself. However, like, I really don't get sick. I really, really don't. And the only time I got the flu shot 7 years ago, and it was a horrible experience for me. And I was like, nope, I never got it since. And that's what also turned me off from this one as well. And that one was fucking toxic, and this one was not. So, I'm a sensitive person.
I never had a flu shot, and I never had the flu.
Yeah, see,
I was pregnant. Like that. I never had the flu, so why get a flu shot?
I was pregnant, and they played the, your baby needs the protection, the extra protection. That was like, oh, my baby. Because I didn't ever get no flu shot either. I was like, I'm good.
They play on our fears, you know.
And that was the only time.
I'm like, God, always was like taught, like, really none of this matters if you don't have like that connection to the higher source. So it's like, you can take all the meds you want and still die. Like, you could be a vegan and still die of cancer. Like,
it's no time.
Right. So I'm like,
yes,
I'm just gonna trust the Most High and follow, like, everything's pretty much written already what to do. We follow it. Like, I don't gotta redo it. Like, I don't trust Western people, America. I don't trust government. I don't trust the doctors. I don't feel like they have my best interest in mind. They put us in a box and they make some shit cookie cutter, and it's not individualized. And I'm really about individualized services and individualized care, not, okay, we're gonna make this lump sum of shit and everybody get it. That's what's wrong with our education system right now. They lump this education and everybody has to fit into that shit, and many of the kids don't. Now they're failing. Now they're special ed. Now they're, you know, it's like all around the society. They do that type of shit. Mm-hmm. You don't want to get a shot. Now I'm the only one at my fucking job. They're like, you getting shot? No, thank you. No, okay. No, I want to have to keep saying this shit. Now I'm the outcast, you know?
Right.
Because I want to be a little different or not follow like a goddamn sheep to slaughter with everybody's doing. I want to be a free thinker, you know, make my own choices. And then in this world, we're kind of like, we're losing our rights, right? We're losing our privacy, and a lot of this shit is infringing on our rights. And now it's going to be like a soft mandatory, you know, like it's softly, but it's still mandatory.
You don't have to sign it. But if you don't do it, you can't do that. You don't have to, but if you don't do it, you can't go there. You don't have to.
Like in jail, you're going to go to solitary confinement if you refuse a TB test. I don't want a fucking TB test.
Yeah. Wow.
You know,
but they don't care about the people in jail, so who knows what's going on with all of that.
That's what I'm afraid of, the most vulnerable people
being
exposed to government oppression. You know, like governmental and they're vulnerable and they're scared and they're uneducated and now they're a victim to this shit. That's what I'm standing up for. Like a person who's conscious, aware, strong, and able to speak for the ones who can't speak for themselves. That's kind of what it's about for me.
Agreed.
Okay. Well, Diamond, I hate to let you go because
no, it's okay.
Good.
Thank you, sis.
Anytime you want.
I love y'all.
I gotta bring Kafani on. He's on. So
for sure. Mr. Yes. Fast like a NASCAR. What's up, Kafani?
Hey.
Ice King.
Ice King.
All right, y'all. Have a blessed night.
You do the same.
Bye.
See you soon.
Okay.
Bye. Okay, yo, we got Kafani in the building. I'm going to put him on right now. Let's see. Yes, shout out to Diamond the Solid One. We go way back. All right, let me get Kafani in here. Thank you. What up, Kafani?
What's up with it?
Good evening, hey, sir. How are you? Thank you for joining us.
What's going on? We finna get this, we finna get these numbers. We need these people up in here, you know what I'm talking about? We finna get these people in here and let's talk about what y'all want to talk about.
Yes.
Get some more people in here. You know, I'm
That's
gonna turn
right, because Kafani got that following.
You know, we gonna turn it up. We gonna turn them up.
We're gonna turn it
get
up.
Get to it, man. Go ahead, kill the music.
Yes. So, Kafani, you already know Diamond. You met her before. It's my girl, Brandy. You know what I'm saying? You know.
Spell yourself.
Yes, they gonna be in your next music video too. Cause they some sexy girls. But no, man, Kafani, we just wanted to talk to you, you know what I mean, about a lot of shit, you know, some stuff you got going on. So you know, I've been meaning to bring you on Diva Talk before when we were doing the podcast at Soundwaves, but you know, obviously doing it on live is better. So you know, let's just get right into it. So, Saweetie remade Fast.
Man. And,
I mean, Sweet. How you feel about that?
Shit. Saweetie got a nigga paid.
I was about to say, you feel paid.
That low.
Hey.
Y'all. Motherfuckers be talking about her, but I don't see nothing wrong with her. I love her. I love Miss Saweetie.
I love
Miss Sweetie.
How did that collaboration even come apart? I mean, it was a collab. I know she sampled the song, but how did that even happen?
She decided to do that on her own.
Really?
That ain't got nothing to do with me. I mean, you know what I'm saying? I mean, at the end of the day, that was a big record in the that was a big record in the hyphy movement. So,
absolutely.
I mean, of course, that would be, you know, it was a good, probably would be a good move because honestly, the record label that I was signed to Koch Records, which is now E1 Music, they didn't do a good job of really like, they didn't know how to promote like artists. Like, because they had before me, they had signed like Big Rich. I think they ended up signing like ROD they had signed, and it just seemed like they didn't know how to work Bay Area artists, like, you know what I'm saying, like.
But it's weird. It always seems like that because, like, even during the hyphy movement, I mean, we had a lot of talented Bay Area artists that were popping.
Listen, what I'm saying.
Yeah.
What I'm saying is who got E1 Music. I was signed to E1 Music. What I'm saying is during the hyphy movement, they had first signed Big Rich, and when they signed him, they really didn't do too much with his project. And then you know, they signed Keek. You know what I'm saying? They signed me.
Yeah.
And you know, they really didn't do too much like extra to our projects. Like, I feel like, you know, they didn't know. And then, like, what's the name? ROD has signed with them.
I can't stand you.
Yeah, that one little joint right there. Dude signed. Yeah. He signed over there, too. And shit, they didn't even fucking put a, They just put the fucking song out. They didn't even put an album out on him.
Well, let me ask you this. Was it Koch's responsibility to put budget behind it too, or was that all on the artists and then they take care of like
marketing the resources? Nah, when you get the deal, it's the label that puts you. They the ones who put the marketing budget up. They the ones who push you. They the ones who put the money in and do what they doing. The reason why y'all think Sweetie doing what she doing is because she under Warner Brothers and Warner Brothers is pushing her. That's the reason why you're seeing her getting so many looks. Like, I just, somebody had tagged me in her post for Jimmy Kimmel's that I posted. And, you know, at the end of the day, like, that shit was all that shit was pretty much she just getting looks. Like we in like, one movie super big about the, you know, like one of the big Marvel movies.
Yeah, they got picked up
by like three movies.
Okay.
You know what I'm saying? We got like a, you know what I'm saying? I think, you know what I'm saying? You know, I believe, you know, I'm just say I believe. I don't know if I can't really just say that everything, like what I'm saying is, that's already, I'm not going to just say it's already official until it actually happens, you know what I'm saying? But I can tell you that supposed to be some shit with McDonald's, Sprite, like some shit like that. Like, that shit, they getting that look.
Yeah.
You feel me? So that's been on a major label. Like, a major label go be able to market and promotion and get you to those, get your music licensed. Go get your music license to those big companies, those big people, you know.
Mm-hmm.
And you know, pretty much like when you're independent, you're not gonna get that same look.
Well, no, because your resources are limited. You know what I mean? Unless you're like a huge budget and you.
So no, that's what I'm saying. You're not gonna get. Yeah, you ain't gonna get that budget. Like.
Yeah.
When the labels put these artists out, they got a huge marketing budget. They're making sure they get no interview. They get interviewed. You know what I'm saying? You making sure you seeing them on different they music. You go see their music like on different shit. It's just the way it goes. Like you just when you're on a major label. But the thing about another thing. About a major label is that they put all that money into it. You got to recoup that money to see it back. You know what I'm saying? I'm just in a great unique position because, you know, having ownership of my own music and somebody using it. So every time somebody sample my music, anytime somebody sample my music, then I'm making money off of it. So I just thank God that that she sampled the music. So.
Yeah.
By her sampling.
And really, it's like a compliment to you. It means that you've made like an anthem. You know what I mean?
Absolutely.
Oh, yeah. All that's going to do with the success of her song and how successful it is, the success of that is like go actually make it to where other companies go also want to use, for other artists, they go want to use. They'll want to use that. They'll want to sample that record too. Because if you notice, like certain records get sampled all the time.
Mm-hmm.
Think about old school shit. Think about with Diddy, Timbaland. You know what I mean? All these.
I mean, if you don't know, but most industry music is sampled. Like everything Dr. Dre does is a sample.
Shit, you heard of.
so it's like everything's a sample. So. When you get into that world, the music licensing world, and the sampling and all that, that's where it's at. Like, making the music and putting music out and all that shit cool. But honestly, that ain't where the money at. The money is in licensing for people who really don't know.
And imagine us right now in the pandemic. People are streaming more than ever, and then people are you know, placing music and all types of different content from YouTube videos to, you know, film, commercials, whatever. So, like, you can never go wrong with licensing opportunities. As an artist, you can live off that. And some artists live off that and don't give a shit about shows or collaborations or whatever. They just make money off licensing. That's it.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying?
It's not going to be a remix with you actually on the song, What Are Them?
Say what?
Say you're not going to do a remix. Have y'all ever discussed it? A remix is actually on the song?
You know what I'm saying? Might be something else, you know what I mean? You know, so I ain't gonna speak. We ain't gonna speak on that one right now.
Yeah, we gotta wait and find out.
Right, right. Just waiting for everything to play out.
Yeah, I'm trying to hear it, so you know I gotta ask.
Yeah. What's up with your boy Bank? Ice King Bank the shooter. Bank.
Yes.
My nigga.
So I wanted to ask all you guys this question here. And it's just a crazy question. I found it off the Shade Room. but how do you guys feel about wearing, do you guys wear the same clothes often? And I'm saying that because we're all artists here, right? We're all performers. We're all in the public eye, especially you, Kafani. I mean, I know, you know.
You what's up, young Aztec? You said what? How you feel about what now?
How often do you wear the same clothes?
I'm gonna let them answer it first, and then I go in.
All right. How often do you guys wear the same clothes?
Like, what do you mean wear the same clothes? Like,
I mean,
like, do people wear them in the same day? Like, day after day?
No, like, I wear this burgundy shirt today, and then say next Monday I wear it. You know what I'm saying?
Okay. I mean, I kind of feel like that's kind of normal for normal people. If you don't have, like, a full wardrobe, and if you go to work a lot, you might have a lot of different uniform, like, attire. Mm-hmm. For me, I wear, like, a lot of black, so it might be, like, the same shirt, but it's not the same shirt. Like, if that makes sense.
Multiple or whatever.
Like, I got, like, 5 Old Navy long sleeve shirts that are the same color. Like, 5
I think if you say you don't, unless you got it like that, unless you said you lying.
Right. Lying. So, yeah, I don't know.
Lying. I mean, it's very few people. I mean, people these days.
But if it's club attire, oh yeah, no, I don't wear the same outfit. I actually go buy different outfits to go out and do photo shoots and like.
Professional gear gets renewed. Everyday chilling clothes get recycled. There you go.
Because it's cool. Like, a dude can wear a white tee every day. You know what I mean? But yes. Like,
I got a fresh white polo on right now. Nah, but on some real shit though, like if I wear something in the video, you probably won't see me wear it again. I mean, I might try to wear that shit. I mean, a lot of times shit be just stylish. So it depends if you use a stylist and shit. So a lot, it depends. It just all depends on the situation, because sometimes when you do photo shoots and videos and shit, you use a stylist. So, you know what I'm saying? If you using a stylist, is they the ones who you paid them to style you. So they got the clothes, however they got the clothes, and you just picked outfits to wear to do what you had to do. In certain situations like that. I mean, at this point right now, I don't have no stylist or nothing like that. So, I mean, I dress myself, but I mean, I'll be on some lounge around shit. But like, honestly, like if I do a video, you probably ain't gonna see me with that on with at a show or something. If I wear something at a show, I'm taking hella pictures with it. If it's like super, super like identifiable, you probably won't see me just like wearing it at another show or something. I mean, I might wear that shit. I mean, and shit, if I spend hella bread on that shit, though, I'll fuck around and rock that motherfucker, you know what I mean?
More than a few times.
Yeah, I'm gonna rock that motherfucker, but I ain't gonna rock it with the public, though. I mean, you know, it's just a little stigma that get put on artists that, you know, you'll get you. I seen it with artists before. Like, I seen an artist had wore something. He had wore something in his video. And we had a show, and he had that same fit on. And then somebody's like, "Man, that nigga always wear that shit. That nigga wear that same shit all the time." You know what I'm saying?
But what about a nigga like, that be wearing a new white tee every day though, and some jeans? You can't.
I mean, that's different. I mean, no, nah, I'm saying that's different. But I'm just saying, if you're wearing some like extravagant fit,
yeah,
that stand out, and motherfuckers notice it, then that's when you give a motherfucker a chance to be able to get at you on it. Like me, for example, though. I kind of like me. I really be simple with the clothes. Like I ain't gonna lie. I used to go all in, but the older I got, the smarter I got. You know what I'm saying? Like I got a little bit. I got pretty much everything, you know what I mean? Like when it comes to the clothes and shit. So I done had it, you know what I mean? So, I mean, I'm a rocket at a video shoot or something important, but I really don't trip on that shit. Like, I gives a fuck. Like if I spent the band on this shit, on this, I'm gonna wear that motherfucker again. I don't give a fuck. But you know, I mean, it's all about at the time, it's all about how you feel. And as an artist like me, I don't really give a fuck. So I'll fuck around and wear that shit again. I don't care. Fuck what they talking about. But look, it was crazy, right? This was some years back, right? I went to the club with a fly ass polo shirt on. And I had a female friend that was with me. And she went in the bathroom. And she was like some girls in the bathroom, like, "Oh, Kafani hella boosty. Why he in some polo? I thought he'd be wearing nothing but all the stuff we be seeing him all the time. You be hearing nothing but Gucci and Louis and all that other stuff. That nigga got some polo on. That shit boosty." Mm-hmm. I'm like, and this kid came out and told me that shit. I'm like, "Man, people is crazy. Like, the fuck?
People like polo. Judge you just off that.
Shit. Motherfucker don't know. Ralph Lauren polo cost some bread. You know what I'm saying? Especially if you got some fly shit."
Mm-hmm.
I didn't have no normal. It wasn't no normal polo I had on, but it don't even matter if I did have normal polo.
Should have asked them girls what the hell was they wearing? Shit.
Probably them old school, remember back in the day, old school ripper slippers.
Yeah.
And got some ripper slippers on.
Ripper slippers, I remember that.
They had the Ripper Scrappers on. Shout out to my team, niggas, Clyde Carson and Cass Kaiser.
Oh, hey, shit. Yeah, the team. Hey, so what are you doing next? Like, I mean, you've been putting out music and albums, you know what I'm saying? What do you have coming up next? You got any more projects coming up, or are you doing any more videos?
I got this little banger me and Fab did.
Yes. What's up with that? What's gonna pop with that? Are you guys gonna do a video?
Yeah, that's what I'm working on right now. Probably get that shit set up. Shoot a video with bro.
Who's gonna direct it? What's his name? Cobra Films or?
I don't know who's gonna direct it. I don't know who's gonna direct that.
Well, shoot. So how did that track come about? Because I mean,
oh no, I just sent you. You know, they sent you
something. Yeah, yeah,
yeah. That's what sent you something.
Yeah. Well, that's cool. We gotta be there for the videos shoot. Okay, so
I did drop my last. I dropped was I dropped a song called "I Ain't Trippin'" with my producer DC and with a Scrap, Little Scrappy. Drop that.
That's right, Little Scrappy. Yep, and DC.
Yeah, I got a
Cash.
I got an EP on work that I got with Scrappy. Just gotta get it put out. That shit.
Yeah.
I mean, Corona fucked a lot of shit up, though. Man, a lot.
How did it affect you? Like, you know what I mean?
Nah, I was just in the house, like. I just been in the house, like, shit. I just been in the house just trying to stay out the way. I ain't trying to get that shit, so. I'm not being around motherfuckers. I'm good.
You got your shot, though, huh? You got the, what is it, the Moderna shot? Or Pfizer?
Yeah, I got the Pfizer.
We were just talking about, because Brandy Diamond, y'all didn't get the shot, right? Nope.
Get my shot. I'm cool.
Did you have any reactions?
Nope. It's my hand was, my arm was just hurting like normal when you take a flu shot or a regular shot, booster shot or anything. My arm was hurting just a little bit.
But no fevers, chills.
Nah, I had none of that. And I just felt like my mom took it, my sister took it. My daughter got one more to take. Mm. They all taking it, so I was like, fuck it, I'm gonna take it. Because at first I'm like, I ain't taking that shit. But I just took it. It is what it is. I mean, everybody got their own opinion, but you know what I'm saying, at the same time too, you know, I got shot and when I got shot, you know what I'm saying, one of the bullets you know, pierced my lung, so they had to take a piece of my lung, so and I ain't gonna lie to you, like the whole time Corona was going down, the whole time I was coughing and having mucus in my, like, you know, mucus in my chest and shit like that. So, like, that wouldn't have been good if I would have caught Corona. Because I already was having mucus and shit in my chest for, like, hella long. But it was really because I keep my fan on in my house. I always got my fan going. Be hella hot. And I like to be cool. So, I keep my fan going. So, that also could play a role. Probably play a role in it. But,
yeah.
But other than that, I mean, at first I'm like, man, I ain't taking that shit. And then I just decided to take that shit. I don't be around motherfuckers anyway. Like that.
But now that everything's starting to open up, around more people.
I'm still ain't finna be outside like that. Unless it's about some money.
Yeah.
Go outside unless it's about some money. It ain't nothing outside in the streets. Unless this is about some bread. Other than that, it ain't nothing in them streets. I'm good.
Mm-hmm.
I can do all my work from home, what I got to do. You know what I'm saying? I got the studio in the house. You know what I mean?
Oh, that's right. Show up that studio. Yes.
Let's see.
You got that studio popping too. Ain't gotta go to the next man's studio, and you engineer all your own shit and everything, huh?
Huh?
You engineer all your shit, like you mix your shit, and
yeah. I mean, we do all that shit. I fuck with my nigga Ant from the grill, so I can just send a kit to him.
Mm-hmm.
But my equipment is a shit. My equipment. It's the same equipment the grill use, you feel me? Like, my mics and preamp and all that shit, the same. I got top-of-the-line equipment, so. I mean, but at the end of the day, though, like, on some other shit, though, like, you know, you don't need the expensive-ass equipment, but, I mean, me, I really do this shit, and I done really seen, you know what I'm saying, real checks from this shit, so. To the top of the line. You know what I'm saying? Like,
yeah.
It's like okay, if I'm gonna be driving me a big boy Euro, you know what I'm saying, Bentley or some shit, Rolls Royce or whatever the fuck. Big boy, why wouldn't I have a big boy studio?
Yeah.
Because the studios was making the money, so I mean I prefer the big boy studio.
Yeah. But all them bangers you be recording to, shit.
I ain't gonna lie though, yo. The sound matter though. Yeah. Sound matters.
That's like, true.
I ain't gonna lie to you. Your sound definitely matters.
That's true. Because a lot of artists still don't get that.
What?
A lot of how important the sound is, the audio. Like a lot of artists are just like, shit, I could record this, you know, on my phone or using some other, you know, equipment or whatever. But what I've learned, what engineers and producers have told me, it's not even about the equipment you have, it's about who's behind the equipment.
Nah, exactly. It's like at the end of the day, you can have a motherfucking Ferrari, but if you don't know how to drive that motherfucker, it don't mean nothing if you don't know how to drive that motherfucker. You know what I'm saying? So
yep.
You got a bucket in order to drive that motherfucker and get the best out of it. It's just about people who get the best out of their equipment. Some people can have a $500. I mean, you know, a $500. I mean, I might be exaggerating now today. I don't think you got a $500 studio. You might can get what, $1,000 maybe is the cheapest studio you have.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
I don't know. I mean, you know, you gotta have at least a. You gotta have a decent mic. You know what I'm saying? You gotta at least have a $500. I would say, man, if you recording for real, you gotta at least have like a $500 mic. You got to. You know what I'm saying? You at least gotta have some type of good sound coming out. But the thing about it is if you record your music flat, all your vocals flat with no nothing on it, as long as you don't let it peak. As long as you don't let the music peak in the air, you know, peak to red, to like distortion. At the end of the day, like I always talk about engineers, you can record that shit low. We can always bring it up. The problem is when you record too high and it clip, they can't take that away. So as long as you record, that's a tip to like, you know, up and coming artists. If you're using like, it ain't top notch equipment that you're using. When you record yourself, just make sure you're not clipping. Make sure you record yourself that's at a midway level. When you're seeing the EQ going up on your mic when you spitting, you know what I'm saying? Just make sure that shit ain't in the red. As long as that shit stay like in the green, yellow areas when you recording. As long as it stay on there. Okay, I'm about to cut it off. As long as it stay under that level or whatever, yeah. Then, you know what I'm saying? You take it to a, you know, nice studio, they'll better fix your vocals. They'll better mix your vocals down. Right? But me, I be wanting to sound crispy as when I lay it.
Radio quality, like to where you couldn't tell if it was mixed or not. You know what I mean?
The shit that I lay down, I get down there, put that shit out. It sounds so good, crispy when I lay it.
That shit sounds
crispy enough. I mean, you know, I mean, y'all can probably hear it sometimes when we be in the studio playing around. We be playing music when we in the studio. The people who follow me will see and know. Because they can hear it. Got that quality.
That's
what's up. Yeah.
All right, well, Kafine, we got to roll. You know what I'm saying?
Let's do it. Because I'm out of here. I just came on here to come mess with Diva Talk. You feel me?
Yes. Thank you so much for coming on. Like I said, like I wish we could have got you in the studio or whatever, but, you know, a quarantine and, you know, everybody got to stay in. So we bring it on the gram. And you are always welcome to come back, you know what I'm saying? Especially when you release more hot shit, you know what I mean?
So, all right.
Diamond, anything you want to say?
All is good. See you later.
All is good. All right, y'all. Diva Talk. Peace.